Good Thursday morning. This is the show on KJZZ 91.5 with Lauren Gilger. I'm Mark Brody here in Phoenix. And as you no doubt know, Arizona teachers are embarking on a strike today over low pay and increased school funding, among other issues. More than 1,000 schools across the state are closed today. There are estimates that'll keep 840,000 students away from classes. We'll have a lot about this for you today, including reports from where teachers will march to the Capitol and where parents are dropping off their kids. One of the big questions about this walkout is how long it'll last. Many schools have already announced they'll be closed today and tomorrow. But Governor Doug Ducey told Capitol Media Services he thinks his plan to increase teacher pay by 20% in the next couple years fulfills educators' demands.
Well, if we move a 20% pay raise to the teachers and there is an ongoing strike, that doesn't make sense.
We'll hear more from the Capitol in a few minutes, but first we turn to KJZZ's Mariana Dale, who is at the Tempe YMCA, which is offering childcare today to kids who are not in school. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning, Lauren.
Can you tell us what you're seeing over there? Set the scene for us a little.
Yeah, so YMCA in the morning is already kind of a bustling place. There's people swimming in the pool and working out. But in addition, this morning, you also had children starting to arrive at 6:30. That's when they opened their doors, and they'll be offering childcare throughout the end of the day, all until 6:30 p.m. And so far, there's been about almost 20 kids that have shown up this morning.
So 20 kids. Are you hearing from parents? Have you gotten a chance to talk to any of them about how they feel about taking their kids to a YMCA today instead of to school?
So as you can imagine, everyone's been a little bit flustered this morning because it's been a bit of a departure from their normal plans. People have had to get up earlier. A lot of parents here might have dropped their kids off at the Chandler YMCA for before school care, and now they're shifting over to this Tempe YMCA. And so it's a little bit different. But I did talk to Teresa Gaines, and she said she was really grateful that the YMCA was offering this service because otherwise she doesn't really know what she'd do with her son.
Otherwise, he would be home. And so it's nice the Y is able to provide a safe place for them to come to.
Right. And if parents are in that position where they don't have anywhere else to take their kids, this is a good option. There are lots of others we know. Did you get a chance to talk to any parents about how they feel about this, about how they feel about the strike and if they're in support of teachers today?
So I didn't talk to any parents that said that they didn't support the strike. Everyone here said that they understood where the teachers were coming from, that they didn't get paid enough, that they knew that better paid teachers would mean better education for their kids. But that doesn't mean that they weren't a little bit frustrated by what was happening and how this was inconveniencing them. Teresa, who we spoke with earlier, she's actually a social worker, and she's been paying a lot of attention to what's happening. And so here were her thoughts on what the teachers are doing.
I don't think that what the teachers are asking for is out of reach or out of range. They are the educators for our children.
Mariana, do you have a sense of what the kids who are at the Y will be doing during the day today?
So they're all pretty excited to be here this morning. They're playing on the playground. They are playing some pool. They are going to be having string cheese and oranges for snacks today.
Oh, wow.
Since these kids are all pretty young, they don't really have a lot of understanding about what's happening. So for them, it's just a chance for them to play with their friends all day.
And Mariana, nobody knows how long this might go. Did you talk to the YMCA or have you talked to parents about what might happen, what their plans are if this continues into next week or tomorrow?
Everyone's in a bit of a holding pattern. The YMCA is committed to offering this care for as long as the strike goes on. I actually did talk to another parent this morning who her son's father was able to take off the day today to watch him, but she knows that if this continues, that's not going to be a feasible option. And so she was actually researching whether the YMCA might be a good fit for her son. And they do have some payment plans available. So they're trying to make it as accessible as possible, but that still doesn't mean this is easy, and the uncertainty doesn't make it any easier.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale at the Tempe YMCA, where kids are being dropped off since schools are largely closed today. And as we mentioned, demonstrators, teachers are walking out of schools. They are starting at Chase Field and walking the roughly 2 miles together to the state capitol in a show of solidarity. And KJZZ's Casey Kuhn is with them and joins us now. I can hear you're out there with the teachers now, Casey. What's going on?
That's right, Lauren. So 10 o'clock started the march officially. teachers have been getting here since bright and early in the morning on the light rail. And everyone's in red, of course. The hashtag Red for Ed movement is what brought everybody out here. It's been going on for months, or for weeks at least, that teachers have been walking into their classrooms. And right now they are not. They're walking out. And a lot of the teachers I spoke to did say that it was tearful yesterday, earlier this week, when they were preparing to have to leave their students because they don't want to. They've all said that this is not something they want to do, but it's something they have to do for their students.
Yeah, it sounds like there are quite a few people out there around you. Do you have any idea of how many people are out there?
I wish I was really good at guessing crowds, but that's a hard one. Definitely thousands and thousands. Yeah. The people have said tens of thousands are expected to come out. And of course, it's not just teachers, it's staff. It's there are some students here, people's children, just anyone who is out here is supporting public school teachers, charter, district, and yeah, I would say a lot.
Yeah. And you mentioned that many of the teachers you've talked to said this was a difficult decision to make, to walk out of the classroom. They want to be there for those students, but they feel like they have to walk out now. What is the mood like there, though, as they are walking out? Is it somber? Is it joyful?
It's definitely not somber, joyful. It's closer to that, but it's definitely more of a staid atmosphere. It's everyone has signs. Everyone's got there's megaphones. There's chanting. It's definitely it's excitement, I think, would be the right word to say. I spoke to one teacher from Levine whose school is actually open today. He said it was a conflicted decision he had to make today. Mm-hmm. Another teacher said that she knew of aides going to her Title I classroom today to hand out lunches, volunteering their time. They're not getting paid. So it's definitely excitement, I would say, is the word here, and hopeful for the future.
Yeah, so it sounds like they are at this point hoping that they can get their goals met here from the governor. Have you talked to any teachers who give you any sense of how long they're willing to do this? This is just the kickoff, but this could go on.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think that's definitely something that people are still thinking about. A lot of the people are in schools are planning to stay closed for the duration of this walkout. How long that will be remains to be seen. I don't think anyone wants to be out longer than they have to be. A lot of teachers, organizers are hoping the legislators will finally do something, or Governor Ducey will come up with a plan that will end this.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn marching alongside teachers who are walking out today on the way to the state capitol.
One of the educators demonstrating today is Kitty Burgess. She's a Title I specialist in the Mesa Unified School District, which is closed today. She's been teaching for 32 years, on her way now from Chase Field down to the state capitol as part of the rally that Casey Kuhn was just covering. Kitty, are you there? Can you hear me?
I am here.
So, Kitty, thanks for being with us. Can you tell me, what was the decision like for you to join this walkout today?
It was actually a very painful decision because nobody wants to leave the children and nobody wants to close the school. But the action wasn't happening, and we heard one promise and then no concrete follow-up. So it wasn't just about teacher salaries. It was also about how we were going to continue to fund the schools.
What were the conversations like in your school and among your colleagues in the district in the days leading up to today after last week's vote, as far as people deciding how they were trying to figure out how they were going to vote and sort of what they were going to do leading up to today?
As the teachers were talking about how they were going to vote, most of them were concerned about what was happening to our hourly staff, because of course they're not being paid when we're walking out of the building. And they were concerned about our students. We're at a Title I school. We have some kids who get lunch and breakfast at our school for free. So it was a very difficult decision. It was one where we didn't take it lightly, but we also realized that the action was not happening without doing this.
How long are you prepared to be out of the classroom?
Right now, we're hoping it's going to be resolved this week. But of course, we haven't heard anything about the legislature coming to even any talks or decisions. It sounds pretty contentious right now. So I'm hoping, very hopeful, that Monday will be open again.
What would you need to hear from the legislature and or the governor to convince you that the time would be right to go back to class?
we would need to have this in writing that we are definitely on that 20% by 2020 and that the funding that was taken away in 2008 will be restored to our schools.
So it sounds like you're not totally opposed to the plan the governor has put forward as long as it's sort of guaranteed, and I imagine that you want to make sure there's a dedicated funding source for it.
The dedicated funding source that's not taking away from children. So when we started hearing rumors, and of course they're rumors because we don't have concrete evidence of anything right now, but rumors that it might be taken away from our children with disabilities or our kids' care or anything that might impact our kids in another way, that's not okay to fund our teachers that way.
All right, that's Kitty Burgess. She's a Title I specialist in the Mesa Unified School District. She's been a teacher for 32 years and is currently marching from Chase Field down to the state capitol as part of today's walkout. Kitty, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
And while many are en route to the capitol, like we just heard, some are already there, as is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Lauren.
Can you set the scene for us? What is going on at the capitol?
Preparation happening. There are tons of water bottles, sunscreen, porta potties lying in wait for the huge crowds that are expected here at the Capitol. And then there are also a lot of labor unions here as well. They were organized by the AFL-CIO. They tell me they're here in solidarity. I've talked with food workers, communications workers, carpenters, electricians, and their message is don't forget the support staff. They say that janitors, lunch ladies, and lunch men, bus drivers. These union members say that these people also need a living wage, and they're urging people to not forget them as everyone focuses on the teachers' wages.
Right, and school staff are largely not being paid today if they're hourly, right, while as this walkout happens. Do the unions see this as an opportunity, Jimmy?
Yeah, especially to reach out to younger people. And as we've covered these events, you do see a lot of younger people, and you know, they've never taken part in events like this before. Some of that is because it's like their, you know, their mother or their father who's involved in education. But I have talked with a lot of younger people who are getting out and getting active in these movements. I spoke with Paul Castaneda from the Communications Workers of America about this.
This is a perfect opportunity to really teach the millennials, the younger kids, those in high school, really what labor is about. And it's coming out and supporting each other, helping everybody raise wages across the board for all workers, not just union workers, but you know, non-union workers.
So, Jimmy, what is next on the agenda today at the Capitol? Is there any sign of a deal?
No, I cannot talk about any signs of a deal, but I will tell you that the a lot of the supporters that are here are going into the Capitol building. They're going into the legislative session just to observe and have their presence be known. Mm-hmm. And then from 11 to 12 is when we're expecting all the people from Chase Field to come over. There's already a huge group of people that are, you know, trickling in. The parking lot's full. There's a bunch of people and, you know, preparations are being made for a really huge gathering here today, I think, Lauren.
Jimmy, have you seen any members of the legislature milling about, or do you have any feeling for if any of them might be joining the rally at the Capitol?
Yeah, I have not seen any of those legislative members, but I have seen a lot of people that clearly that have the state IDs that are kind of out here just sort of walking around, taking a look at things. I think, you know, they'll come out, take a quick loop and go back into the building. But I haven't seen any lawmakers yet. But we do. There is like a large riser set up for speakers and events later today. So I think we do expect to hear from some lawmakers that have been talking with, working with these groups.
All right, lots to watch for. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins, who is at the state capitol now as the Red for Ed teacher walkout begins. Thanks, Jimmy.
My pleasure.